The danger arises when we base our love on changeable characteristics we found attractive on the affection level. Our feelings grow colder and colder until finally we wonder what we ever liked about our mates in the first place. So we're off to look for someone new to love. We miss those old reward feelings when we're with her. It's easy to see why affection love has trouble maturing and lasting over the years. Passion. Passion works harder on the emotions than affection. It's the type of love that keeps the heart working overtime. Hey, you really turned me on. The Greeks called it eros, a sensual and physical form of love that often produces ardent physical involvement before and after marriage. Eros love heightens our senses and stimulates our bodies and minds. It's the kind of love that hungers for the other person to stimulate and satisfy our sexual urges. This love is certainly found in marriage. But if passion exists without genuine love, usually lust gives way to disgust and repulsion, as it did with King David's son, Amnon, who hated Tamar after he raped her. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 15. Genuine love. Genuine love is completely different. It means, I see a need or desire in you. Let me have the privilege of assisting you in meeting it. Instead of taking for itself, genuine love gives to others. It motivates us to help others reach their full potential in life. Most important, genuine love has no qualifications. It doesn't say, I'll be your friend if you'll be mine. Nor does it say, I want you to be my girlfriend because you are beautiful and I want people to see us together. Or, I want to be your friend because your family is rich. This love does not seek to gain, but only to give. Don't you remember those junior high crushes when you said, well, I'll like her if she likes me, but if she gives me a bad time, I'm dumping her. Genuine love has no such fine print. Some time ago, I found one of the secrets to remaining in this type of love. It's honor. I decided to highly value my wife, holding her in high esteem. Other than God Himself, I honor and value her more than anyone or anything else in this life. She is my treasure, and as Jesus noted, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. The lowest level of maturity. The ability to love in a selfless way.